Some of the best presents you've ever got, all right? And I'll ask you about that in a moment. But I'm sure that all of us enjoy getting presents as well. And we like giving presents. And Christmas time is that time of the year where we kind of, you know, have a special occasion to give each other presents. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that's a wonderful verse. And this is what it says. It says, and it's talking about the Lord Jesus, and it says that to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become or to call themselves God's children. And really what that is about is this amazing gift that God gave to us and that we particularly remember around Christmas time. So Christmas time is a very special time where we remember God's gift to us. Now we've got three people over here, and you will remember in the Bible story that there were some gifts brought to the Lord Jesus when he was born. And I want those guys to stand up, and maybe you want to just show us these gifts and so on. You remember the story of the three kings, or the three magi, or the three wise men. Now, nowhere in the Bible does it say there were actually three and so on, but we know that they brought these three gifts to the Lord Jesus. Now, this one is gold, all right? Remember they said that they brought some gold to the Lord Jesus? What is this one? He doesn't know, but it's frankincense, all right? And so he brought some frankincense, and this is?
Myrrh.
Myrrh, all right? And when you think about these gifts, you say, why do these people now, the Magi or the wise men or some version, we sing that song, We Three Kings, they were obviously kind of important guys who had heard about this. God had revealed to them that somebody special was born, the Savior was going to be born. The star led them. They were special because they even had access to King Herod. And they went and asked him if he knew about it. He felt very threatened about this whole thing, you'll remember. But they brought these gifts, and the significance of these gifts is that gifts like these were brought to a king, all right? So gold symbolizes, obviously, wealth and prosperity and so on. Frankincense smells good. It's incense. It smells good. Myrrh is an oil that you kind of use to anoint somebody with and so on. So symbolically in those days, or as a special kind of picture, when a prince or a king was born, the kind of important people would bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it kind of says, we wish you a long life, a prosperous life, a pleasant life, and so on. So that's what this kind of thing symbolized. So that's what these wise men did. They came to the Lord Jesus, and they brought their gifts. All right. But more important than that is not so much the gifts that we bring to Jesus, but the gift that Jesus brought to us. And the message of the Bible is that at Christmas time, we remember a very, very special gift. And the Bible says this, that God loved us so much that he gave his son. That whoever believes in him, and believes in him kind of means receiving that gift, whoever believes in him will not perish but will live forever and ever. Now tell me, who of you want to live forever and ever? All right, I'm sure that all of us do. And we're not just talking about forever and ever in terms of length of time, but the Bible says that when we come to the Lord Jesus, we discover the reason we were created. We discover meaning and purpose beyond just working, living, and accumulating, and eventually dying. But God wants you guys to have a wonderful life and to have meaning and so on, and it's only possible as we trust in the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to ask you, who wants to tell me about a very special gift that maybe they got one day? Who wants to tell me? Have I got a microphone somewhere just to hear from? All right. Okay, what's the special gift that you got?
Last year I got a Judy Hopps pen that it can talk and you can record stuff to prove.
A Judy?
Judy Hopps pen.
Okay, I have no idea what that is. But it's obviously a special pen, whatever it is. All right, and I'm glad you got it, all right? And you obviously enjoy that, and I'm sure your parents went to a lot of trouble to get that for you. Anybody else want to tell me about a special gift that you got? All right? Anybody else? Anybody out there? Anybody want to tell me about it? I forgot you guys are back here. Anybody want to tell me? All right. Now, I'm sure all of us, if I went out there, somewhere along the line, you got a special gift, all right? And we all like that. I remember one time my son gave me a watch, and he'd been overseas for a while, and he came back, and he'd gone to a lot of trouble to buy this very special watch. And this watch was very precious to me. It wasn't a Rolex or anything like that, but it was precious to me because of who gave it to me. My son gave it to me. And one day I went to the gym, and I left it there in the gym somewhere, and I only remembered about it a while later, and I rushed back to the gym, and my watch was gone. And it really broke my heart. Why? Not because it was a big expensive watch, but because of who gave it to me. And the message of the Bible is that the whole Christmas story of God's precious gift to us is precious because he loves us. It's an expression of his love. And it says as we trust in him, he adopts us and makes us a part of his family. All right. Now I want all of you, all the boys and girls, and you kind of bigger and older people, I want you to hold your hands out like this. All right? I want you to hold your hands out like this. All right. Now, I want you to do that because when you do that, that kind of expresses or it shows an attitude. And when you're going to get a special gift, you know, we want a special gift. We hold our hands out and somebody brings it to us and we have open hands. And one of the messages of the Bible is that to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, and it says to those who kind of recognize and want what God offers us. Now, a lot of people, when it comes to what God offers us, kind of their hands are kind of like this. Yeah? Not interested. Don't want it. Lots of people like it. Not the best gift in the world. I don't want it. You know? Others are kind of like this. Just stay away from me. I don't want to hear this whole thing. In fact, some people around the world, when it comes to God's special gift, are kind of like this. No, they're anti it. But when you want to experience God's precious gift, you kind of have open hands and an open attitude that says, God, I need this. I need this. I need to know your forgiveness. I need to know your grace. I need to know in the reality of my life, I need to know that you love me and that you care for me. Lord, I need this. And so I believe that this open hand attitude is very important. Now what I want you to do is I want you to close your hands. I want you to close your hands. Because, you know, you can have a gift. Somebody can bring it to you. And a lot of people don't even take it. And when you close your hand, what that's kind of saying is, I make it my own. I make it my own. And the word faith in the Bible is the word that means you take what God has promised. It's like the hands of the soul. You take what God has promised and you make it your own. You make it your own. And that's the message of the Bible. You can know all about the Christmas story. You can even be interested in the Christmas story. You can have heard it a dozen times and all the rest of it. You can even have a kind of attitude that says, well, you know, I'm sort of interested. But unless you make it your own, it's never really going to mean to you what it should mean to you. And the message of the Bible is that as we receive what God has promised in the Lord Jesus, as we make it our own, God does something special in our lives and changes us. And I can still remember many years ago when I came with open hands and I heard the message of Jesus and I said, Lord, I need you in my life desperately. And he came into my life and changed it. And I will not let him go. I will not let him go. Now, there is a sense, of course, in which we kind of open our hands again because we want to share it with everybody else. And so there's a sense in which we say, Lord, we need you. Lord, we accept you. And then we kind of begin to open our hands and we give away what God has given to us. And that's what we want to do this Christmas time. And you as children, enjoy Christmas, all right? But remember, it's something that we share. And I want to challenge you as well this morning that maybe it's a good opportunity. That's what we've been doing this morning. We simply want to share with you the great news of a God who loves us so much. So here's the challenge. I know that there's some people here this morning who have had their hands open and there came a day where they said, Lord Jesus, I want this to be mine. I don't just want to hear it in general. I want it to be mine. And I want to challenge you this Christmas to celebrate that. To say to the Lord again, Lord, thank you that you've begun something special in my life. Thank you that you've changed my, through all the challenges and the issues and stuff that we all face. Thank you that there's a hope and there's a future that belongs to me because I've trusted in you. Celebrate it again this weekend. But it may be that there's some of you here this morning, maybe you've heard this a few times already in your life, and you're kind of there. And the message of the Bible is that you need to make it your own. And our prayer has been, as we've prepared for today, that God, out of his great love for you, would speak into your heart if you have not yet made that commitment, and you say, Lord, I need you. I need you this Christmas. I want to make you my own. I trust you. I believe in you. And that's the best Christmas gift that you can get ever. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And we want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord this morning. And we're around after the service. And so if you want to talk to one of us, we'd love to talk with you. And we'd love to share with you how this precious gift of the Lord Jesus can be yours as well. So let's pray together. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you've given us this wonderful gift. And Lord, thank you that this gift changes our lives. Thank you that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It's appropriate that they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But people today is continuing to not even recognize who you are. But Lord, we bow before you. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you that God loved us so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him, whoever receives him by faith, whoever kind of closes their hands and makes it their own, will not perish, but will have life eternal. And so we pray, Lord, help us as believers to celebrate your goodness this Christmas. And I pray especially for those who you've brought here this morning, not by accident, but because you want to speak to them. I pray for those, Lord, that they would open their hearts and lives and say, yes, Lord, I need you as well. And so we just commit each other to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'd love to speak to anybody who has not yet received this precious gift that we celebrate at Christmas time. We'll be in the front, and so on. Come and talk to us, and maybe this Christmas can be a very, very special Christmas for you as you just receive God's wonderful gift. All right, I think we've got one more song.